What's going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Now, this article was sent to me by the appropriately named Heed My Warning. And women, you really should heed my warning in the form of HMT videos, because at any point in time, you can push the man that you're with to put the mask on once you become the bane of his existence. This article was published on the 11th of February. Boyfriend hacked off girlfriend's head over quote-unquote threat to his masculinity, officials say. Yes, gentlemen, stand by for the use of certain buzzwords and the emergence of a true white knight lawyer. A Pennsylvania man decapitated his girlfriend with a machete at their home in suburban Philadelphia, then sawed her body into pieces in response to what he felt was a quote-unquote threat to his masculinity, Delaware County District Attorney Jack the White Knight Stahlsteimer said Friday. Nicholas Peter Scaria, 32, was arrested early this morning and charged with two counts of murder, abuse of a corpse, and possession of a quote-unquote instrument of crime, according to court records. Now, why would they be charging him with two counts of murder? Something is quite amiss. Overcharging anyone? Police responded to the Willow Apartments in Clifton Heights following a report of domestic violence from a neighbor who called 911 at 4:41 a.m., saying they woke up to loud screams coming from the neighboring apartment. The neighbor, who is not identified by name or gender in a Clifton Heights Police Department incident report, said it suddenly became quiet and that they heard, quote-unquote, sawing-like sounds and the gathering or shifting of plastic materials. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! One of the officers saw a light on in a first-floor apartment and walked around back, where he peered through the bedroom window and spotted Scaria sitting on the bed, quote-unquote, cutting or sawing a female victim's left leg with a machete, states the report, which was first obtained by Fox 29. The corpse had been beheaded and was lying on the floor. Police forced their way inside and arrested Scaria at gunpoint. As cops escorted a handcuffed Scaria to a squad car parked out front, he quote-unquote made unsolicited statements, repeating, gentlemen, what do you hear when you hear what I'm about to say? She tried to cut my balls off, the report continues. What I heard was crystal clear psychological and mental abuse inflicted on him. Now, mind you, when you go back to what the White Knight attorney says, it all makes sense in my mind. And you have to add to the fact that this was not the first argument that they got into. Oh, no, this was not their first rodeo. under questioning, Scaria told detectives that he and the victim lived together and had gotten into an argument. Scaria and the unnamed woman, who has not yet been publicly identified pending family notification, lived together. But Scaria said he considered the relationship over, according to the report. How convenient that they're not naming the woman. Now, mind you, if Mr. Scaria said he considered the relationship over, what do you think that argument could have possibly been about? Yeah, him telling her essentially, get the fuck out. The defendant stated that during the argument, he knocked the victim unconscious after repeatedly striking her in the head and face areas. It concludes, the defendant admitted he attempted to get rid of the evidence by dismembering various parts of the victim's body. Scaria served 58 days in county jail on a burglary charge in 2011, according to court reports. Ah, yes. Let's go ahead and further, you know, disparage the man's name by bringing up an old yet unrelated charge. Now, this is the White Knight speaking. Quote, unquote, this morning's horrific murder is a sad reminder of the threat that many women face on a daily basis, the White Knight Stahl Steimer said. Now, on a quick side note, I was sent another article about the sexual harassment bill. And you have the fact that one Angelina Jolie is running around talking about there needs to be amendments to the VAWA Act. I'm going to get into that very soon. Quote, unquote, based on the defendant's statement at the time of his arrest, and in response to what the defendant perceived was a threat to his masculinity, he brutally killed and then dismembered his victim. His actions were cowardly as well as evil, and he will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. You see, it's guys like this in political positions that continually cape for women to where they honestly feel that they can do no wrong. But anyway, gentlemen, we see what truly went down. This woman became the bane of this man's existence. You honestly believe that was the first argument that they had and that sent him over the edge? Oh, no, 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 no. When he said she tried to cut my balls off, that was male code speak for she was a nagging bitch. She was emasculating. She was domineering. And I finally had enough. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the home. Gotta go with a 10. Method of execution. He decided to give her the machete of mayhem. Gotta go with a 10 on that one. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this one a 5. And the brutality factor. Come on now. A machete? The machete of mayhem? Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with a 15 on this one. You know that's not a good way to go. That's not instant. So, yeah, he hacked her out of his life. So, Mr. Scaria gets a score of 40. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another man who finally got pushed over the edge and took matters into his own hands. Now, I was sent another article about a guy in Iran who ended up beheading his wife. The only reason why I did not cover that one was because of the age of the victim. But that just goes to show you, men around the world have had enough. Not every man is going to react in the way that society wants us to act, which is to, you know, bend over, cower, beg for forgiveness. Oh, no, 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 no. The overwhelming majority of men will simply turn around and start walking. Yes, that right there would be the best thing to do. However, there's always going to remain that percentage of men that was small. However, it is ever increasing. The percentage of men who decide, you know what? I'm going to take matters into my own hands and I'm going to put the mask on. Remember, women, remember that veil of protection that you think you have. It's false. The only thing that's keeping a lot of women still breathing oxygen today is male restraint. And trust and believe, those chains are being broken day by day. Well, read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, you better get this through your thick skulls. The power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of your quote unquote fake veils of protection will go out right along with it. Because I'm going to reiterate this. The only thing keeping a lot of you women still drawing breath on this earth is the fact that the man that you're with constantly restrains himself. However, once that restraint is gone and you become the bane of his existence, guess what? He might just decide today's the day. And ladies, that will be the last day that you draw breath on this earth. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.